From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Have you got a favorite book? A Great American Read from PBS has a list of more than 100 to choose from. We're going to consider the canon, some of the guilty pleasures, the cocktail party conversation starters on tomorrow's program. You can go to gpb.org and check out the list and take a quiz to find out which character you are from literature and then let us know the name of your favorite book. Leave us a voicemail. We're at 404-500-9457 or you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. And then be sure to join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock for more. Atlanta sports fans, rejoice. The Braves are leading the National League East by 4 games. And in Major League Soccer, Atlanta United is dominating the Eastern Conference. The team landed 6 of its players on the All-Star Game roster, and the Atlanta Dream is now ranked 3rd in the Eastern Conference of the WNBA. They're going to meet the Chicago Sky later today. So we're kicking it. Here to give us a preview of that game and some updates on all the latest in the world of sports is GPB's Taylor Gant, producer for Morning Edition and our resident super sporty guy. Good morning, Taylor.
Glad to be here.
You're so typecast now. All right, let's start with the Braves. After last year, the Braves came into the season with pretty low expectations. So what has happened to turn it around?
So really, it's been a groundswell of really exciting young talent mixed with some older players who've been around for a while. There's two players right now who are entering their 20s, who have really been lighting it up. Ozzie Albies, who's 21 now, has been a hitting machine for the Braves. And for Ronald Acuna Jr., he's 19 years old, or he just turned 20. And although he's hurt, he's had a fantastic season so far. And so you have this mix of older players as well. Nick Markakis, who's leading the team in hitting, and Freddie Freeman, who's been the cornerstone for the Braves for quite some time. So, you know, having this influx of young and old has been fantastic for the Braves so far.
Good mix. So, I know things can change very quickly, but I think we're going to get to the playoffs in October too soon.
Well, you nailed it. The drudgery of the baseball season is that we still have many more months until we actually see some postseason baseball. Until October, you know, we have several more months of very hot weather, and a lot can change. You know, injuries and the ability for a team to really be consistent, especially when you have a couple younger players who haven't done this before. So I'd say we have a great chance at this point, but let's not count any chickens before there's hatching to be done. We still have a lot of months to go.
All right, let's move on to Atlanta United. Bennett, number one for a while now, and they're sending 6 players to the All-Star game. One of those players, Darlington Nagbe, was just injured. So what's next for the team?
Well, thankfully, the first place Atlanta United, they have a solid depth to rely on. The Nagbe injury, he'll be out for about 3 months. But thankfully, a star from last year who's got a lot less time because of the Nagbe acquisition, Hector Tito Villalba, will likely get a lot more playing time. And he's been a stud. He was an all-star last year. So I don't expect much of a drop-off there. I will say Atlanta United, once again, crushing it in attendance, over 48,000 people a game. If you look at the second place team, which is Seattle, that's more than 9,000 per game than they're getting, which is insane. And then Joseph Martinez, once again, leading the MLS in goals with 14. So plus having a majority Atlanta United team represent in the All-Star game in Atlanta, which is coming up in August 1st. They play the Italian team Juventus. It's going to be an all-Atlanta MLS for the next couple months.
So people are still watching the Atlanta team, but maybe not the World Cup, or are they?
Well, I'd say transitioning into the World Cup, it's been fantastic. You know, I might have come on and gave the impression I was a little bummed out that the U.S. men's team wasn't involved. But the action has really surpassed my expectations. And if you haven't gotten a chance to watch them.
You mean if you don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Well, thankfully, you don't have to. The round of 16 starts on Saturday, which means it's the 16 final teams in the tournament. And you'll get a chance to see the two best players in the world playing in different games, but you'll still get to see them. Argentina versus France is at 10 a.m. on Saturday, so set your alarms. It's not too early. You know, Argentina's had a tough go of it. Their star, Lionel Messi, has received a lot of negative backlash for kind of a middling performance in the Cup so far. But his team did beat Nigeria yesterday to advance, and so a lot of that pressure might have been lifted. And then after that, you can see Uruguay and Portugal. You see Cristiano Ronaldo, who's been on fire this World Cup. 4 goals so far, and that's at 2. So not as early as maybe some of those games in the group stage, so you'll still get a chance to enjoy some World Cup soccer while it lasts. I mean, it's ending July 15th, so watch it while you can.
Any major upsets in the World Cup so far?
The biggest one, and this happened in group play, so that doesn't mean that they're eliminated, but Mexico, our friendly rivals to the south beat Germany, the defending champions, 1-0 in the early stages of the tournament. And that was a huge upset. You could just see the emotion on the Mexican players' face, how much that meant to them to finally, you know, beat one of those great European superpowers. But both of those teams will most likely advance to the tournament. And so who knows? They might meet again for another meaningful showdown.
Okay, so we're back, landing back at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones putting pressure on the Falcons for a new contract. Now, Forbes contributor called the situation officially concerning. What's going on there?
It's a bit of a strange situation. So Julio Jones is by no means underpaid. He earns $14 million a year for the Falcons, which is only $3 million less than the highest paid wide receiver. But he's getting up a little bit in age. He'll turn 30 next year. So if you look at the bell curve of athletes, once you hit the big 3-0, especially for skill positions like wide receivers and running backs, that's when you start seeing the decline. So it appears that this is kind of a negotiation ploy to make sure he gets one last big contract. I mean, he's still got 3 years on this one. So, you know, players and fans can be kind of split on this. A lot of times you want to see your players get paid, but then again, you want to also let your team spend money on other people who might be deserving of contracts. So it's a little tricky right now, but I mean, we got just over a month before we actually start playing games. So the clock's ticking on whether this will work or not.
All right, quickly on the Atlanta Dream, the WNBA team has a game today against the Chicago Sky. And we're going to hear an interview that our colleague Leah Fleming did with the Atlanta Dream coach, Nikki Collin, just a couple minutes. But while we have you here, how is the Dream doing this season?
Well, as you mentioned in the intro, they're third place in the Eastern Conference, which means if the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs. They missed last year mainly because their star, Angel McCautry, took a season off. She was doing split duty for the WNBA, and she was also playing overseas, which is something, because the WNBA doesn't pay a lot, that a lot of female players have to do. And that's a whole other conversation in itself. But right now, with her back, averaging just about 20 points a game, they're looking very competitive, and there's still a good chunk of the season left. So hopefully there's still some chances to go out and see him.
All right. We have a long, hot summer ahead of us. Atlanta sports are just kicking it. And GPB's Taylor Gant is here with me. We're talking about the latest developments in Atlanta sports.